Islam for Kids. Learn Islam through fun activities and puzzles. Islamic Story Plus Quiz. Islamic Word Search. Islamic Poem. Fill in the Gaps. Islamic Maze. Join the Words. Islamic Story and Quiz. Mr. Hassan had three sons, Farooq, Abdullah, and Qasim. He loved them very much and wanted to see them grow up as good Muslims. Mr. Hassan himself was a good Muslim and did his best to obey Allah at all times. One day, Mr. Hassan wanted to test his sons. He gave each of them some sweets and said, "Eat the sweets in such a place where no one can see you, and when you have done so, come back to me." Farooq took the sweets and went to his room. He locked the door from the inside, said Bismillah, and then ate the sweets, thinking that no one could see him there. Abdullah went to the basement of the house, and he was sure nobody was there. He said Bismillah, and then ate the sweets in the darkness of the room. Qasim thought and thought about a place where he could eat the sweets without anyone seeing him. He could think of no such place. Every time he considered a place, he remembered that Allah could see him there, and so he did not eat the sweets. Farooq and Abdullah came back and told their father about what they had done. Qasim came and returned the sweets to his father, saying, "There is no place which is secret from Allah, and so I did not eat the sweets." Mr. Hassan was very pleased with Qasim. He told Farooq and Abdullah to learn a lesson from their brother. Mr. Hassan also said, "My dear sons, always keep in mind that Allah knows everything and He sees everything. He can see us wherever we are, so we should not do anything bad, even in secret, because Allah knows and sees everything." Questions. Circle the correct one. 1. Mr. Hassan wanted his children to grow up to be A. good hiders, B. good Muslims, C. good eaters. 2. Mr. Hassan did his best to A. buy the best sweets, B. teach hide and seek, C. obey Allah. 3. What should we say before eating? A. B. This smells good. C. Bismillah. 4. Where can't Allah see us? A. In a locked room. B. In a basement of a house. C. Allah sees us everywhere. Islamic Word Search. Kids Corner. Allah is the All-Powerful, the All-Knowing, the Most Merciful, the Most Wise, the All-Hearing, the All-Seeing. To their parents, a Muslim should be kind, gentle, loving, caring, obedient, thankful. Names of some prophets, peace be upon them: Adam, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, Muhammad. To find the secret message hidden in the word search, write every fifth letter into the spaces below. Secret message. The. Thank you, Allah. Thank you, Allah, for all that you give. I know I'm sometimes naughty, so please forgive. Please teach me to be good every single day, and let my heart be ready and willing to pray. Thank you, Allah, for Prophet Muhammad, whom I love. Please raise him in rank in paradise above. Why do we worship Allah? Fill in the gaps. Choose the right words below to go into one of the spaces. Can you put them in their right place? Note, 4 words will be left over. Pray, Jibril, eat, Allah, Hajj, like, Quran, Muhammad, Shawwal, Asr, right, Jannah, drink, Ramadan, charity, worship, Ibrahim, Maghrib. Muslims worship God alone and His name is Allah created us and He wants us to Him so that when we die we go to. To help us worship properly, Allah sent a great prophet and his name was Angel was sent by Allah to teach the prophet a great book called the. By following the Quran, we are taught what is and what is wrong. We must learn the Quran and teach it to others. One great way to worship Allah and gain a lot of reward is to fast in the month of. In this great month, we are not allowed to or anything from Fajr until. Other ways to gain reward is to 5 times a day or to give to those who need it. Muslims must also perform once in their lifetime. When we perform this properly, inshallah, Allah will forgive us all of our sins. Islamic Maze. Sumaya wants to learn Quran. Help Sumaya get to her Quran class. Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "The best among you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it. Do you know how to read the Quran? If not, ask somebody to teach you how to read and understand the Quran, so you can benefit from its many lessons." Join the words. When certain things happen, there are Islamic words we should say so that we remember Allah. Link the words on the left with the words on the right. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. Allahu Akbar. God is great. Insha'Allah, if Allah wills. Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Jazakallahu khayran. May Allah reward you with good. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Astaghfirullah. I beg Allah for forgiveness. When we do something wrong, before we do anything, for thanking Allah or when we sneeze, meeting a Muslim, when we begin to pray, when we want to say thank you, when we want to do something in the future. Well done on completing all of the activities. Now get your parents to check the answers for you and to help you with anything you did not understand. Remember to always obey Allah, be good to your parents, pray on time, and be a good Muslim, so that Allah will be happy with you and allow you to enter Jannah, insha'Allah. For more information about Islam, visit our website, www.islam-australia.com, or send us an email, info@islam-australia.com, or give us a call, 0419-953-431.